Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Brura Yomi. We're going to be finishing Peites Seif Aleph today and also Seif Beis. The topics that we're going to be covering today will be the end time for the Tefillah of Shacharis and also giving greetings before Shacharis and the halachos associated with those greetings. Says the Mechaber in the middle of Seif Aleph, V'imta'a o avar v'hispalel achar arba sha'os ad chatzos. So if one mistakenly or purposefully waited to daven until after 4 hours into the day, but prior to chatzos, so afal pisha ino schar ke tefila bizmana, even though he doesn't get the schar of tefila bizmana, nonetheless, schar tefila mi ha'ika. He still gets reward for having davened. Says the Rama, v'achar chatzos asur lihispalel tefila shachris, v'ayin nekamon reiv simin kufches. The Rama clarifies that after chatzos, one would no longer be allowed to daven Shacharis. Chatzos is the absolute deadline for the tefillah of Shacharis. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Vav says as follows, O Avar, Rotza Lomar, Shebemezid Shaha es HaTfilah Ad Sha'avar Zmanah Ve'achar Kach Hispalah. The person purposefully waited until after 4 hours into the day and then davened. Afal Pichin Yotze Dechovas Tfilah Af Shahisa Shalob Zmanah. Nonetheless, he still fulfills the obligation of tefillah. V'hu adin, clarifies the Mishnah Brura, shalechatchila im lo hispalo mikodem, that if one did not daven earlier, not out of a mistake and not out of not by purpose, but he didn't daven yet, and then he comes after 4 hours, tzarech lehispalo achar arba shos ad chatzos, he should still daven before chatzos, rak she'eino schar ketfila bizmana. However, he doesn't get the schar of Tfila Bizman. Adds the Mishnah Brura that when one davens after 4 hours prior to Chatzos, there is something that he should change with his davening. He says, V'tov sheyispalel oz b'toras nedava. When one davens after 4 hours before Chatzos, he should make a stipulation that if it's no longer the time to daven Shacharis, so then his tefillah should be considered a nedava, a voluntary tefillah. Why? Ki yesh poskim, this is the Ravon and the Gra, as the Shaar HaTzion points out, shesovrim debehezid arba shal shuv lo mati lispalel klal. There are poskim who say that if one purposefully waits until 4 hours, then he can no longer daven. So al ken yispalel v'yasne she'im mitzar adin hu pater hu b'toras nedava. So you should make a stipulation that if fundamentally, he's exempt from davening Shacharis anymore because it's after 4 hours. So then his tefillah should be considered a tefillas nedava. What about on Shabbos and Yontif, when one doesn't daven a tefillah betoras nedava, so he can't make this condition? Should he daven after 4 hours? Or maybe he shouldn't? Clarifies the footnote in number 11. The opinion of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, quoted in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, that one should daven after Dalet Shos prior to Chatzos, even without making such a stipulation. The Rama earlier said for us that after Chatzos, one is not allowed to daven at all. Can one daven within the first half hour after Chatzos? Does that change? Does that change the calculation? So that's what we're going to see now in the Mishnah Brura in Seif Zayin. Says the Mishnah Brura, V'achar Chatzos. Mashma milashon arav, de'afilu tekef achar Chatzos, asur lehispalel Shacharis. So the Mishnah Brura infers from the Rama's language that Chatzos is a hard deadline. It's not a soft deadline, it's a hard deadline. You can't daven at all afterwards. Regardless of whether you purposefully waited or you waited mistakenly, nonetheless, you would not be able to daven after Chatzos. However, there are those who are more lenient and allow you to daven within the first half hour after Chatzos. This is the opinion of the Bach and the Taz. Uledina, Lahalacha, says the Mishnah Brura, mashma mipri megadim v'derech hachayim she'in lazuz mipsak harav, that we should not veer from the psak of the Rama, not to daven after Chatzos, v'chein mashma mipir hagra, so the pri megadim, the derech hachayim, the gra, everyone agrees that one should not daven at all after Chatzos. The me'emes kvar higiyaz van mincha, shamaschelas mitchila sheva, because once 6 hours into the day are over, once the seventh hour begins, that is actually fundamentally the time for the tefillah of mincha. And if it's fundamentally the time for the tefillah of mincha, we can't daven shacharis at the same time. Now, why do we wait to daven mincha until half an hour past chatzos? Says the Mishneh Berurah, lemitam sheinanu bekiyim, v'shema yavolitos, v'alkein asru chazal. Since we don't know exactly when chatzos is, especially when we didn't have, you know, ma'izmanim, and we were going based on the position of the sun, so it wasn't as clear when exactly chatzos was, and therefore we waited another half hour until davening mincha. But fundamentally, within that half hour is really zman mincha. And therefore, says the Mishneh Berurah, alkein kesheshogag o ne'enas velo hispalo kodem chatzos, yamtin achar chatzos chatzi sha'a, da'inu kedish yagiyaz matfilas mincha v'yispalo mincha. So if you mistakenly or by force were not able to daven prior to chatzos, you should wait half an hour until the zman mincha arrives. Daven mincha ve'achar kach shacharis besoras hashlama, and then do a tashlumin for shacharis. V'lo lahafech, the order for tashlumin is always the present tefillah followed by the missed tefillah. V'gam davka b'shogag unenas, and the tashlumin applies only when one misses the tefillah by mistake or by onus. Avol b'mezid ein lo takana, if one purposefully did not daven the tefillah, so we know me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, one is not able to correct that mistake. Kemoshi yizbar kol zeh b'simin kufches, we'll learn together in kufches bezes Hashem. Omnom b'diyavad im hispalo shacharis b'chatzis sho'azo, let's say that b'diyavad you did daven shacharis within that first half hour after chatzos, b'chatzis sho'azo shachar chatzos, then yotza ve'in tzarech lehispalo shenis. So then, Bidi Eved, you would be considered to be Yotze, because there are opinions of the Bach and the Taz that one could even the Chatchila daven within that first half hour. So if you did so Bidi Eved, we would not tell you to daven Shacharis again or to do a Tashlumin for it. V'ayin b'chidush Rabbi Keveger, ma'ashakasav b'shem hatzlach b'inin zeh. Rabbi Keveger quotes Rabbi Chezka Landau in his Perush of the Tzlach on Maseches Brachos, who says that when davening within the first half hour after Chatzos, one should make a very, very fancy type of condition. He should say that if it's the Zman of Mincha, so then his tefillah should be a Mincha. And if it's the Zman of Shacharis, so then it should be a Shacharis. And then he'll daven later, after the half hour, once the Zman of Mincha arrives, and he'll say, if my earlier tefillah was a Mincha, so then this tefillah should be a Tashlumin for Shacharis. And if my earlier tefillah was a Shacharis, then this tefillah should be a Mincha. That's what the Tzlach says to do within the half hour. But of course, as we pointed out earlier, the fundamental halacha is that the chatzos deadline is a hard deadline. We don't go past it. We're moving on now to Simin Peites Siv Beis. We're going to talk about greetings before Shacharis. Says the Mechaber, Kivon shehigia zman tefila. Once the time for tefila arrives, Aser la'adam lahakdim lepesach haveiro liten lo shalom. One cannot go to one's house. One cannot visit another his friend in order to greet him with the word shalom. Mishum deshmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom, because Hashem's name is shalom. So to greet your friend with the word shalom would be inappropriate to honor someone else before davening to Hashem. That would be inappropriate. What exactly is considered the zman tefila in this halacha, that once the zman tefila arrives, then we shouldn't greet other people with the word shalom? Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Ches, Hainu me Amud HaShachar. That's from Amud HaShachar. There are others, the Taz disagrees and he says it's from Nitzachama, but the Mishneh Berurah paskins that this is from Amud HaShachar, Ve'ayin Bevir Halacha B'Sif Aleph. Continues the Mechaber. Aval muter lomar lo tzafra de maritav. One is permitted to say good morning, as opposed to saying shalom aleichem, one could say good morning. However, there is a qualification on that permission. Va'afilu zeh, eino muter ela keshehutzrach lolaches liros ize isek. One cannot purposefully go to someone else's house or approach someone else in order to say good morning. In fact, the Mishneh Berurah points out in Sif Tes that this would apply even within shul under some circumstances. V'hu adin im holich b'vis hakneses mimakom hakavualo l'makom chaveiro litin lo shalom. Says the Mishneh Berurah that one is not allowed prior to davening to leave his makom kavua in shul and go over to someone else just to say shalom aleichem or to say good morning. One is only allowed to go to say good morning to someone else if he was going to check on a business investment or on some project, but not if he was going over for the purpose of greeting his fellow, because to do so would be inappropriate prior to davening, before we've spoken to Hashem. If we, let's go down to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Yud, LePesach Chaveiro, says the Mishnah Brura, V'hu adinim haya aviv harabo. This also applies even to one's father or to one's Rebbe. One shouldn't dafka go over to someone else with the purpose of saying hello prior to davening. V'im yashlach, with the purpose of saying good morning or shalom aleichem. V'im yashlach ushla ivas gavra alama. If we're concerned that you're seeing a great person and you have to greet the person, so miyachol litin yado below amira shalom shapir dami, says the Prima Gadim, quoted in the Mishnah Brura, that it would be better to give a handshake without saying shalom. Ucheshepigao baderech, but if you just chance upon the person on the street, yesh lahokel begavra alama gaba amira shalom. So then one could even say shalom aleichem to a great person. Debalav hachi midino muter uchedila kamon kineir ali. Because even without the person being a great person, fundamentally the din is that one is allowed to greet another person if he just chanced upon him. And that's what we're about to see in the Shulchan Aruch. But before we get there, I want to note that in source number, in the footnote 18, so they quote from the Sefer Chesed La'alofim. Now maybe for this reason, one should avoid greeting a chassan on the morning of his ofruf with good morning when walking him to shul on Shabbos morning, because doing so might be a violation of going over to the chassan's house in order to greet him, or at least going together with the chassan without another purpose of liros eza isek, of looking in to some business investment or project. Says the Mishnah Brura, why is shalom more chamur than other greetings? Why is it more of a problem? Yod Aleph, Deshmo v'chulei ve'in roi lahazkir shmo ala adam l'chabdo kodem shemechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom is the name of Hashem. One should not pronounce it on another person before honoring Hashem. Uvelashon laz yesh la'ayin. What about translating shalom into other languages? The Mishnah Brura is not sure. Umistabradim omer harachu mirachemcha o hachanu nichonencha v'chadome shari. If we say Hashem should have mercy on you, so then that would be permitted. The mevarcho b'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're using Hashem's name in order to give him a bracha. But you're not using Hashem's name as a way of saying hello, like shalom aleichem. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Sif Yud Beis. So this is where we're talking about when you have to go to check on a business project. Kishu Hutzrach, Rotze Lomar, what does the Mechaber mean here? Shehutzrach Loleches Derech Hatzeiro Shal Chaviro Beriyas Eiza Isek. I have to travel through my friend's yard in order to go check on a project. So by doing so, I'm going to pass by his house. So on my way to checking on the business project, I stop and I say good morning to my friend. Under that circumstance, saying good morning would be permitted. But to say shalom aleichem, that would be problematic even in that circumstance. What does it mean checking on a project? Davka liros. That's only when you really are just checking in a more happenstance, temporary type of way. One is not allowed to actually be involved in such projects prior to tefillah, because tefillah needs to be done first. Back into the Mechaber. V'chein asur lichro alo kishamashkim lepischa. If one goes to, I'm sorry, let's go back. V'afilu ze'inu muter ela kishuhutzrach liros eze isek. You can say tzafra demaritav, you can say good morning when you're on your way to checking on a business project and you happen to pass by your friend's house. Avolim eno holich ela lahak bilpan of kodem tfila. If you're going only for the purpose of greeting the person, so then afilu zeh haloshon aser. So then even saying good morning would be a problem. V'chein aser lichroalo kishamashkim lepischa. One should not even bow in the direction of his friend as a type of salutation when with the sole purpose of greeting one's friend. V'yesh omrim. There are others who say, this is the Orchus Chaim, the Be'er Agola quotes, dekriya asura afilu belomashkim lepischa. That one should not bow towards one friend in order to greet him before davening, even if He didn't do it with the sole purpose of greeting. Says the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Yud Gimel, v'chein yash lahoros. That's how we should paskin. However, v'im hiskil levarech habrachos achar kach, if one begins to say the brachos right afterwards, then in lachosh kol kach. So then it's not such a concern. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Yud Dalid, Perush, da'oz muter lichroa kishein mashkim lepisko. So then if you're on your way to checking out a business, project, and you happen to pass by the person's house, then you could give a little bow in order to greet him. Aval b'mashkim lepisko. But if you're specifically going to greet him, being the chroa onesina shalom, whether you're bowing or giving the greeting of shalom aleichem, afilu hiskil bebrachos aser. It doesn't matter. Even if you started saying brachos, it's still not going to help you in order to be able to do those things. We would still refrain from that kriya and from the shalom. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Weiter, going forward in the Mechaber, in Peites Beis, v'yesh omrim, she'afilu b'motzei chaveiro bashuk. Let's say you chance upon your friend in the marketplace. Lo yomar lo ela tzafrei demaritav. There are some who say that one should only say good morning. Still should not say shalom aleichem, even if you pass by him in the shuk. You're not even passing by his house. You should still only say good morning. Why? Kedei shehitein leiv shehu osur lehisakev bedvarim achirim klal ad sheyispala. So that your friend comes to recognize that he shouldn't be involved in other things before davening to Hashem. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tezvav, b'motzei v'chulei, v'lo yitein lo shalom, afal pi sherogel yitein lo shalom. You shouldn't give him a shalom aleichem, even if you usually give this person a shalom aleichem. Kedei sheyitein, continues the Mishnah Berurah, rotza lomar da'af demidino muter, even though fundamentally one could say shalom aleichem in that case, mikol makom nohagu kadmonino lahach mir bazeh mizeh hata'am. Nonetheless, the poskim were machmir about this case to change up the greeting from shalom aleichem to good morning in order to remind the friend that he should really get to davening and shouldn't be involved in other things. V'im hiskel habrachos ein lachosh kol kach u'muter litein shalom. And if you already said brachos, then we really can be more lenient. You can even give a shalom aleichem. They point out in footnote number 20 that if you usually say good morning, so you should change the greeting to something else. You should say boker tov. You shouldn't say good morning, because the whole point is to change up the greeting in order to notify your friend to some degree that, you know, this greeting is different because we still have to daven. V'chol zeh, this whole sif is liftoach lomar lachaveiro shalom. This is all when you're giving a shalom aleichem to someone else. Aval kishachaveiro shoel b'shlomo, muter lahashiv b'chol inyin. If someone says shalom aleichem to you, you can always respond. V'kol shekein demi shekvar hispalel, muter lahashkim l'pischo shel chaveiro shelo hispalel litin lo shalom. If you already davened, so then you can go to someone else's house in order to give him a shalom aleichem. Af al pi sheyitzarech lahashivo. Even though you're putting him in a situation where he's going to have to return the greeting, nonetheless, it would be muter to do so under such circumstances if you already davened. Tomorrow we will continue with Simon Peites, Sif Gimel, continuing our discussion of doing other things prior to davening. Everyone have a great day.